In today's Modern Ag Report, California weather can be hard to predict, but some research may be able to forecast water availability better in the future. Department of Water Resources state climatologist Michael Anderson says weather predicting tools aren't as effective in California because of the state's variability.
Right, so year to year, California has the largest variability of any state in the lower 48. So one year we can have a 1977 followed up with a 78, which was fantastic. But even within a water year, within our winter, December, January, February are normally our wettest 3 months, but you can have influences that can cause one or more of those to go dry. When that happens, that tends to be a drought instigator in California because we don't get rain in the summertime in most places. And really then you start to rely on the shoulder seasons. In this case, March is coming in looking like it'll be fairly strong and help kind of offset what was a dry February.
Anderson says a California university has been doing some work that recognizes polar jet streams, and that could help forecast drought conditions for California in the future.
So UC Santa Barbara did some modeling studies with climate models and looking at how the general circulation might change. And they noticed that the jet stream around the poles becomes more unstable as the world warms, and it tends to lead to cold air outbreaks that tend to occur more frequently in the eastern half of the U.S. And when that happens, that tends to force ridging in the western half of the U.S. Well, ridging tends to lead to dry weather. And when that happens in the wintertime, can lead to drought for California. So the interpretation has been if that becomes a more common occurrence, we have a greater risk of having these dry months show up.
There is also work looking at predicting wet weather. Anderson says this research hopes to create better forecasting methods that might lead to better water management planning.
So we have, with the research community, looking at seeing if we can get better at predicting atmospheric river events, which bring a lot of water into California in heavy storms, much like we saw in this first week of March. And trying to understand how the pieces come together with the storm formation and then the wrapping in the moisture coming out of the tropics, how that evolves, how it does, and how to forecast it so the models are better at predicting it will lead to a better understanding for water resource use in California.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.